So we're on Mem Gimel Reviz by the 10th medium wide line, closer to the top. So the Gemara says, we're again in the middle of discussion about bracha on besamim, various types of spices and incense. So Amar Rav Zuch by the two dots. Amar Rav Zuch by Tuvi Amar Rav. My dichsiv, the pasuk says, in Koheles, es hakol asa yafe v'ito. Everything that's done is done properly in the right time. What does that mean? Alamid, shekolechad v'yachad yafalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu umanuso b'fanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the various professions that people do. Amar Rav Papa, hainu damri inche. So people say, talal e koru l'davar acher v'ihu didei avid. If you hang a kora, is a gore, some kind of a in other words, in this case, it means some sort of a soft branch for a davar acher, is always a reference to a pig. So then he says that the Ehud David, he's going to do the work for you. In other words, that's the job that a pig does. It rolls around in the garbage, it rolls around in the mud. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes even the more menial labor jobs. Avuka kishnayim v'yareach kishlosha. That if you have a torch, the torch has a status of two people, whereas the moon has a status of three. What is this talking about? So Rashi explains that coming up a little bit later, there's a din that you're not allowed to walk outside by yourself at night. So if you're walking outside by yourself with a torch or by the light of the moon, so that's okay. Avuka kishnayim bahadidi. The question is, what does that mean? Does that mean when we say that you're walking out with the torch, does that mean two including you or two aside from you? So Tashma, if you go out by the light of the moon, that's like three people. So I understand if you tell me that means including you, but why do I even, if it means aside from me, so what's the point of having four people? This is talking about demons. A demon, if one person is walking by himself at night, the demon will see you and he'll harm you. If there are two people, so he'll see you, but he won't touch you. If there are three people, he won't even see you. So four, there's no point in having four. Once you have three, you're already safe. So there's no reason even having a fourth person. So you see, maskana, that when we say that the torch means two people, it means including you and not aside from the fight. Right, it's a famous Gemara. It comes up in Sota and a few other places, that it's better for a person to make himself fall into a fiery furnace than to embarrass his friend in public. Where we know that from? The pasuk says in Parshas Vayishev that when Tamar is being taken out to be burned because she was suspected of having an affair, because she was pregnant and it had been told to Yehuda that she was pregnant, and even though Yehuda was actually the father of the children, and he didn't know that at the time, so therefore she was being taken out to be burned. Tamar refused to reveal who that Boaz was Yehuda. She only hinted to it, and she was willing to lose her own life at the expense of not embarrassing Yehuda. Tanu Rabbanan, heviu lefanav shemen v'hadas. Let's say you have two things to smell, right? Either you can smell oil or a myrtle branch. So which one do you make the bracha on first? So machlok is what the order of the brachos are. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, I'm going to resolve this machlokas. Shemen zachinu l'reichu v'zachinu l'sichaso. Hadas l'reichu zachinu l'sichaso lo zachinu. That oil was zochet to have both good smell as well as the ability to anoint. So therefore, it takes precedence over the myrtle branch, which only smells good, but doesn't have that ability to anoint on you, to rub on you. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'divrei ha'machria. That's how we pass. We pass the brachos on oil comes before the myrtle branch. Rav Papa ikul levei ravuna berei de ravika. Aisu l'kamayu shemen v'hadas. They brought in front of him oil and a myrtle branch. Shogar Rav Papa baruch ha'hadas. Aspiration of Hadar Baruch Hashem. We made the bracha on the myrtle branch first. Amar Leilu Saru Lamar Halacha Devar Machria. Don't you hold that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel that the bracha should be made on the oil first? Amar Lei Hachi Amar Rav Halacha Beisilah. He says no, but we always pass like Beisilah, right? So in other words, so who cares that Rabbi Gamliel was Machria? But we never follow Beis Shammai over Beisilah. But the Gemara says Veloi, it's not true. Ishtamute Nashi Hudah, that he was just simply trying to evade them, because he knew he was wrong. In other words, Lamaisa, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, we pass like Beis Shammai, even though the Gemara says, what do you mean? We follow Beis Hillel. No, Lamaisa, in this case, we're going to pass like Beis Shammai, like Rabbi Gamliel. Tanu Rabbanan, heviu lifnei shemen v'yayin. So what if you have, in other words, here we're talking about a wine and oil. So which bracha comes first? Beis Shammai omrim, ochis ha-shemen b'mino, hold the oil in your right hand, v'es ha-yayin b'smolo, v'varech ha-shemen, and v'chuz v'varech ha-yayin. First, make the bracha on the oil, and then on the wine. Beis Hillel omrim, no, ochis ha-yayin b'mino, v'es ha-shemen b'smolo, v'varech ha-yayin, v'chuz v'varech ha-shemen, v'tachu b'rosh. Talk of Rosh Hashamash, right? The Gemara says that you should anoint the oil. You should take the oil and rub it on your shirt or on if you're. I'm sorry. If you have a waiter who's serving you, so you should take the oil and rub it on his head. And it's not appropriate to do that to a Talmud Chacham. Then talk about kol. So rub it on the wall. It's degrading for a Talmud Chacham to walk out in the marketplace, you know, with all these fancy fragrances. We'll see why in the Gemara in a second. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Devarim Ganai Lo Talmid Chacham. There are six things that are degrading for a Talmid Chacham. Number one, Al Yetzei Kishum Bulusim Lashon. Like we said before, don't go out with all these fancy colognes and fragrances. Number two, Al Yetzei Yechidi Balayim. Don't go out by himself at night. Number three, Val Yata Bimin Olim Hamitulaim. Don't walk out with worn out shoes. Number four, Val Yisabrim Yishav Asher. Don't speak with the woman in the marketplace. Five, Val Yasei Bechavur Shalami Aretz. Don't eat with a group of Ame Haaretz. And number six, Al Yikaris Bachlo Mizmedrish. Don't be the last person in the base medrash. Also, don't take large steps and don't walk in a very upright, gaivadic looking fashion. So the Gemara says, "Al yitzei kishum v'vusam l'shak." Don't walk out with you when you have too many fragrances on. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiyam Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's only b'makom shechashudim al mishkav zachor. That's in a place where you live. If there's a suspicion of homosexuality, so then if you wear those kinds of fragrances, so there's a chashad that someone's going to have a taiva. Amar Rav Sheshes lo, Amar al bevigdo. That's only true. It's on his clothing. But if you put the cologne on his body directly, so any sweat that he has later is going to dissolve all the cologne and it won't matter. Amra Papa, Visaro Kibigdo Dami. His hair has the status of his clothing. So if you put the cologne in your hair, there's fancy colognes in your hair, and you live in a place where the Choshe Mishkav Zachar, that's going to be a problem. But the other version where it says, no, fuck it, the hair is like the goof, and therefore it's totally fine. Then the verse says, don't go by yourself at night. Why? Mishim Chashada, because we're afraid, right, this Chashada, that maybe you're going to have an affair with someone. That's assuming that you don't have a set time to go out at night. In other words, you go out sporadically, so then there's a chashad you're having an affair. Let's say every night at 9 p.m. you go to a shir. Okay, so everyone knows you go to a shir, right? There's no chashad. Then we said, Val yatza bimin olam hamid tulaim. Don't go out with worn out shoes. Right, it's a ganai to walk out with these worn out shoes. Ini, is that really true? Rabbi used to walk out with worn out shoes. No, but tlai agabe tlai. I was talking about when the shoe literally means the worn out part of the shoe on top of the worn out part of the shoe. In other words, that shoe was like super worn out. Alo amran ella be fanta ava be gilda leislamba. So then the Gemara makes a further distinction. Right, panta Rashi says is like the part on top of the shoe as opposed to the gilda, which is the heel of the shoe. Right, the Gemara says that when the worn out part of the shoe is by the heel of the shoe, that's okay. Ube pantalo, and even by the regular part of the shoe, it's also not a problem. Ella be orcha ava be vesel leislamba. That's only when you're walking on the road. If you're at home, then it's also okay. Alo amran ella be mosachama ava be mosach shamim leislamba. Because everyone understands that in the winter time when the roads are muddy, so obviously your shoes are going to get ruined from walking outside. So then that's also going to be fine. Then we said, don't speak with the woman in the marketplace. Even if she's your wife, you shouldn't speak with her out in the open. Not everyone knows who your relatives are, so don't speak to your wife, to your daughter, to your sister, even in the middle of the street. In other words, even if you know that they're related to you, but not everyone else does. Don't eat with the group of Ami Haaretz. My time. Right, you're going to follow after their ways. The last one into the base medrash, mishum dekaru lefoshea. They're going to call you negligent if you're the last one into the base medrash. In other words, mean to say that they're going to call you lazy. Don't take large steps. When a person takes large steps, it decreases his eyesight by 1/500th. How should he rectify his lost eyesight? He'll get it back by Kiddush at night. Right? And Rashi says he'll drink the wine of Kiddush at night. Natosis and Psachim, beginning of Rav Seven, quotes from Rav Nachshu Nigon, that by putting the wine of Kiddush into your eyes, so that somehow restores your lost eyesight. Don't walk erect in a gaivadic fashion. To Amar Meir, Hamahalik Bekomas Zekufa Filu Arbamus Ki Dochak Ragli Shchina Dechsev Melochal Aretz Kvod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world. So if you walk in a way that you show that you're all that, you show that you think you're great, so you're Kielu pushing aside HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet when he's trying to rule the world. Says the Mishnah, if you lefan of maliach tila upasima, they bring in front of you a salted food along with bread. So you make a bracha on the salted food, and that will patter you from making a bracha on the bread, because the bread is tafel to the salted food. We'll see why in the Gemara. We've seen this klal already a number of times, where the Mishnah says that whenever you have two foods in front of you, one of them is the ikra, one is the tafel, you always make the bracha on the ikra, and it exempts the tafel. Do you ever have a situation where the salted food would be the ikr and the bread would be tafel? Amar Ravacha, Bereid Ravavira, Amar Ravashi, no, but if it was Ginos Hashanah, you're eating exceptionally sweet fruit. So in order to counterbalance the exceptional sweetness of the fruit that you're eating, you have to eat salty food to make it a little bit less sweet. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Kiavaz Lina, Basre, Rabbi Yochanan, Lameka Peros Ginosa. When we used to follow Rabbi Yochanan, he was going to eat these really sweet fruit. They came from the area of the Kinneret. Kiavinam Be Meyam, and Actinon Lechol Chadvachara Sarah, Sarah. When we were 100 people who went with him, he gave each of us 10 fruit, which totaled 1,000 fruit, right? Vichiavinam Be Asara, when there were 10 of us, Katina Lake Kochavan Maya May, he'll give each of us 100, still totaling 1,000. The whole Maya Mina, you have a maxic lutsana bar flossa save, each of the 100 fruit that we had could fit in two baskets of three. So if you do the math, the total comes out that the fruit that they were eating totaled the size of four. It was some kind of something like 4,320 eggs worth. There was some crazy number of, in other words, they were eating a lot of fruit. That's the point. And they ate the fruit of Mishtabeya Dolotayim Zayuna. And he swore, he says, we ate the fruit, and Rabbi Yochanan swore, we never were satiated from the food. He says, Zayuna Sagadata, what do you mean? But you were eating food. Elayma Mizona, it means that we weren't filled up. We ate all this fruit, and the fruit never once filled us up. Rabbi Avo, Achala, to have a sharik lu dudva me'afusei. Rabbi Avo used to eat all these fruit, all his food, to the point that a fly would slip off his head. What does that mean? So Rashi says that when he would eat all this food, so all the pores of the oil would come out of his forehead, and his head would become very slick, and everything would just fall off his head. The fly just fell off his head when he ate all that food. Ravami, Ravasi, Avo Achli, Denasar Mazai, he ate to the point that their hair fell out. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Avo Achala, Demarid, he used to eat to the point that he became delusional. He went crazy from all the food, from the sweetness of the food that he ate. And then when that happened, they would tell Rabbi Yochanan, would inform the house of the Nasi. Then they would send the whole troop of people after him to bring him back home because he couldn't make it home on his own. Yeah. The Talmud Chacham asked was the last amud. This is not a Talmud Chacham issue. This Gemara is talking about the sweetness of the food in particular. Okay. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar, Ir Achas Hayis Lo Liane Hamelach Pahar Hamelach. Liane had a certain city in this place called Har Hamelach. So Yimotziyim Mimena Shishim Ribos Siflei Taris Lakotet. They used to bring in 600,000 packets of tuna fish or slice of tuna fish for the people who used to pack the figs. May Hashem Shabbos Shabbos every single week. Ki also Ravin Amar Ilo and Echad Hayilo Liane Hamelach Pahar Hamelach had a certain tree. So Yimoridim Mimenu Arbaim So Gozalos. Mishalosh Brechos Pachodesh, where he would take down 40,000 fledglings, birds, chickens, whatever it was, for three pools every month. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Amar Yirach Asayis of Eretz Yisrael VeGufnis Shema. That was the name of the city. Shehayu Ba Shmonim Zugos Achim Kohanim Nesuim LeShmonim Zugos Achanis Kohanim. Very unlikely. There were 80 pairs of brothers who were Kohanim married to 80 sisters who were Kohanos. Ubarku Rabbanan Misura VeAna Haridah. The Rabbanan inspected. VeLo Ashkechu Bar MiBenasei DeRachista DeHavu Nesiim LeRami Barchama ULeMar Ukva Barchama. So in other words, the only one who was left of that pair was the daughter of Rav Chista, who was married to Rami Barchama, and then subsequently when he died, to Mar Ukva Barchama. V'yafagav di inhi havu kahanta, even though she was a kahenes, inhu lo havu kahanta. They weren't even kahanta, only she was. Fine, so that was the term. Amrav, kol suda she'in b'melach ina suda. And any that doesn't have salt in it, it's not called a meal. Amrav chibar abba, Amrav Yochanan, kol suda she'in b'srif ina suda. If a meal doesn't have soup, so that's not considered to be a full meal, right, to have, in other words, to whet your appetite. Says the Mishnah. So we quoted the Machlokas earlier, right? If you eat this for the Shiva Minim, Rabbi Gamliel holds you have to bench, and the way we pass the Chachamim, you make an Al Ha'itz. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilu Achal Shlak Vehu Mizono Mevarechal Lav Gamliel Brachas. Even a person is eating cooked vegetables, but that's your meal. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to bench on that also. Hashosem Ma'im Litzmo Mevarech Shachol Niyam Mevaro. If you drink water because you're thirsty, we'll see what the exclusion, what the other case is. If you drink water because you're thirsty, you make a Shachol. Rabbi Tarfon Omer. So we pass in the Barina Fashos of the Bracha Acharona you make on water. According to Retarfon, that's the Bracha Rishona. So we don't pass like that. My time, Rabbi Gamliel, why is Rabbi Gamliel think that you bench on the Shem Aminim? Dechsev Eretz Chita Usora, Uchsev Eretz Ashalova Miskinus Tochal Balechem, Uchsev Yachaltava Salatu Yerachta Hashem Alokecha. So you see, in the context of the Shem Aminim, the Torah writes the Tzivu to bench, Vachaltava Salatu Yerachta. Virabana, no, Eretz Tzivu, the Torah throws in the word Eretz. Eretz divides up the two topics. The first topic is Shem Aminim, the second topic is Birka Samasa, nothing to do with Shem Aminim. Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Tzivu, and how does we explain the extra word Eretz? No. That means if a person just simply chews raw wheat without actually swallowing it or eating it, then he doesn't have to bench or doesn't have to make a bracha even. If you eat one of the five grains, right? Wheat, barley, spelt oat, tzerai, so you have to make a mezonos and an alamechia. Amar Rabba Bar Mari, Amar Bishim and Levi, Koshu Mishivas Aminim, Betchil Mavarek Bori Priyat, so let's say bracha achas mechia. If you want a Shivas Aminim, you make a ha'it and an al ha'it as a bracha achrona. What's the girsa? What's the nusach of the bracha achas mi'an shalosh? Amarle, aperi the eitz. And when it comes to the shivas aminim, you say aloyetz aperi eitz. Something else. The aloyetz comes to tovar rechava. Shenchal the lavasim lechol miprivav lishma mitivarachim hashem. Alukeinu al yisrael amechav alishlay mirachav damikdishachav damizbechacha. V'simni Yerushalayim yirkachacham here of yamin of alinu lishachav samchenu ba kiata tov mitiv lakol. So again, there's slight variations to the nusach bracha that we say, but it's basically the nusach bracha for al ha'eitz. Then the chamish aminim. What do you say? Alamichi al kolkol al tivas asada. Like that whole nusach also. The chosim, you conclude by saying Allah aretz al hamichya. So the Gemara says, Michtam v'may chatim. How do we conclude? Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Chasim Birosh. So he says Chasim Birosh Chodesh Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Rashi Chadashim. Hachamat on Rosh Chodesh. He says you have to throw in a whole different Nusach Hamrach. So we don't actually say that. But let's say we make an Alechi on Rosh Chodesh. We just say V'zachreinu B'yom Rosh Chodesh. Is that right? But according to Rav Dimi, you actually have to actually end the bracha differently. So he says, what about here? So Rav Chista. In other words, he says that in Bavel they used to end like that. What about Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael. What about in Bavel? Rav Chista Amar Ala Aretz V'al Peiro Seha, which is a Nusach similar to what we say. Rav Yochanan Amar Ala Aretz V'al Peiro. So that depends where you live, right? Whether it's Eretz Yisrael or right, that's what the Gemara says right now. Amar Rav Amar Lo Plige Halon V'Halu. That depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. So at this point, the Gemara thinks that Rav Chista was from Bavel. Bavel ends it with Ala Aretz V'al Peiro Seha. Rav Yochanan says that it ends with Ala Aretz V'al Peiro. So we're going to see that that's not going to be true. The Maskana. Maskev Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak Einu Achli V'Anam V'Varchin. I don't understand. They're eating it. We're making the bracha. Meaning Ala Aretz V'al Peiro Seha is the appropriate bracha to make when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Making the bracha on the Shiva Samina, right? But if you're eating peros from chutz laretz, then you should make it all aretz laperos. We're right. Ella epoch. Let's flip around the sheet. That's right. Rav Chista Amar all aretz laperos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar all aretz laperos. Rabbi Yochanan, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the appropriate bracha is going to be when you're in Eretz Yisrael to say all aretz laperos. When you're in chutz laretz, you say all aretz laperos. Again, it's not a din where you are; it's a din the fruit that you're eating. If the fruit that you're eating comes from Eretz Yisrael, then you say all aretz laperos. If it comes from chutz laretz, you say all aretz laperos. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu Al Habayav Yalmini Kufra Betchilim Avarech Shahakol Levesov Barena Fashos Rabos. If you're eating eggs or you're eating some sort of meat. So you make a shahak a little bar nefashos. Ava yarkalo, but if you're eating vegetables, so then you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbanoa, afilu yarka. Ava mayalo, but not for water. Rabbi Rabbanoa, afilu maya. Because even when it comes to water, you don't require a bracha after. Marzutra, avid kirav yitzchak bar avdimi. Rav simi barashi, avid kirav yitzchak. So the machlok is about how they pass kila halacha. V'simanech, and the way to remember is, chad kitreyu trey kechad. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Marzutra, who's mentioned here by himself, with that meaning, Marzutra mentioned without his father's name, passing like Rav Yitzchak bar avdimi. So he's mentioned with his father's name. So he was, Marzutra is the chad, he's the one, because not mentioned with the father's name. He passing like the trey, like Yitzchak bar avdimi, he's mentioned with his father's name. And conversely, the trey, Mar bar avashi, is mentioned with his father's name, passing like the chad, right? Paskin in this case who was it? Paskin like Rav Yitzchak. So that's the way to remember who Paskin like whom. Amravashi Ana Zimna Dache Markarna Avinu Kikulu. So he says that one time I remember that even Rav Papa followed all of these shittos. Tanah, the Mishnah says Kol Sheton Bracha Liacharav Ton Bracha Lefanav. So anything that requires a bracha achrona by definition requires a bracha rishona. However, the yesh ton bracha lefanav, the in ton bracha achrona. There's two things that require bracha rishona that don't necessarily require bracha achrona. So bishlam Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi Lafuke Yarka Lit Rav Yitzchak Lafuke Maya El Rav Papa Lafuke Maya. So I understand you want to tell me according to Rav Yitzchak Barav Dimi that's excluding vegetables. According to Rav Yitzchak, you don't make a bracha achrona on vegetables. And according to Rav Papa, you don't make a bracha achrona on water. I'm sorry, according to Rav Yitzchak. What about according to Rav Papa? He says you make a bracha achrona on water also. What's the Gemara coming to exclude? So the Gemara says Lafuke Mitzvos. That's to exclude making a bracha achrona mitzvah. So on mitzvahs, we always make a bracha rishona. Make a bracha on tzilin, make a bracha on tzitz, make a bracha right on mitzvahs. But there's no bracha achrona ever you make on a mitzvah. The Gemara asks, "Ulevnei ma'arava devasa demesake tefilayu mevarchei asherke mevesosav etzivanu lishmor chukav lafuke mai." Where it says lafuke rechane. What about according to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says in Nida, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had a minhag when they took their tefillin off. They used to make a bracha of lishmor chukav. So we don't say that bracha, but we actually allude to that. That's why we say v'shamarta sachuka hazos miyamim yamima. That's the parsha tefillin, the end of parsha's bow. That's also why the minhag is to not take your tefillin off before the end of Uval Tzio, when we say shenishmor chukecha ba'olam hazeh. That's also an allusion to this bracha. It's the earliest time you can take your tefillin off, unless you're in a rush. But generally speaking, so according to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who do make a bracha achrona on mitzvah, they do make a bracha achrona on tefillin. So what's the Gemara coming to exclude? They're coming to exclude bracha on reyach. No one thinks you make a bracha achrona on reyach. I apologize. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav. Kol shehu kebeitza. Beitza tova mimenu. So the Gemara says that anything which is the shear of a beitza, in other words, the Gemara says that there's no shear that's better than a beitza. In other words, there's no food that's better for you than an egg. So the Gemara says, Yosef Ravin Amar, tava beasa mi gulgulta, mishisa kaise sulta. So what does that mean? So he says that a roasted, moist egg is better than these very large shiurim that can hold, you know, these mishicha kaise sulta, these very large shiurim that can hold more food. Kesar Avdimi Amar Tava Beyasa Migulgulta Mishisa Mitaviyasa Me Arba Mevushalta. And it says also that, you know, a roasted egg is better for you than any egg which is going to be roasted in, and then any egg which is going to be cooked in water. Koshu Kabeitza Mitzvah Heimenu levar mi bisrin. Everything, and eggs are better than everything else for you other than meat. Rabbi Akiva omar afilu achal shalak. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to bench even if you cooked vegetables, if that's your primary meal. Umi kamid to have a shalak mezone. Is there anything which is a cooked vegetable which is called mezonos, like that's going to be your primary meal? Amravashi bekelach shal kruv shanu. We're talking about the stalk of cabbage, the stalk of leeks, because that's considered to be mazo. That's what the Gemara says later on. That kruv, that leeks, are considered to be food, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if that's your primary meal, you would have to bench on that. Tana Rabbanan, tchol yafel hashinayim v'kashel of nemeyayim. Spleen, the spleen of an animal, is good for your teeth, but it's bad for your intestines. Creation, vetch, which is some type of food they used to feed, creation is karti or leeks. Kashel hashinayim v'yafel of nemeyayim. They're bad for your teeth, but they're good for your intestines. Kol yerek chai morik, so any raw vegetable is going to enhance your appearance, enhance your physical appearance. The chokotan makdin, right? In other words, any small vegetable is going, in other words, if it hasn't grown so much, so it's going to cause you to not grow. The chol nefesh, meshiv es hanefesh. So any, in other words, anything which is alive, a person eats fish, you eat animals, a nefesh, so that's meshiv es hanefesh, that will satisfy your soul. The chol karuv hanefesh, meshiv es hanefesh. What does that mean? So in other words, if a person eats an animal, if you eat from, let's say, the area around the heart, the area of the nefesh, so that will also be meshiv, and also satisfy your nefesh. Kruv lemazon utradin lerefua oilo lebayis shahalefes overis besocha. So the Gemara says that people, we said before, you use leeks as your meal, and trudin is some sort of an herb. I think it's called pennyroyal, some sort of herb they used to use for refua. And woe to the house that has lefes. Lefes is a turnip that has turnips passing through the house, because it's not good for your stomach. The Gemara is giving you basically medical advice of what eat to eat and what not to eat. Amar Meir, chol yafel leshenav kashul of neimayim. So my takante, how should you heal that problem if you ate the spleen? So the Gemara says nilase. Chew it and then spit it out. In other words, you want to get the benefit of the spleen for your teeth, but you don't want the spleen to affect your stomach. So chew on it and then spit it out. Creation, we said, we're cautioning the shenayim, yafalim nemeyam ha'takanti. What about for the leeks? We said that they're bad for your teeth, but good for your stomach. So we said, lishlakinu v'nivlinu v'nivlinu. So cook it and then swallow it. This way it won't be in your teeth and it'll help your intestines. Kol yerechai moruk. We said that any raw vegetable will enhance your physical appearance. Amrav Yitzchak, besudah rishona shal achar hakaz. That refers to the first meal that you have after bloodletting was done. V'amarav Yitzchak, kol ochal yerek, kodem arba shos, asur l'sabar imen. If a person ate vegetables before the fourth hour into the day, you're not allowed to talk to him. My taima, Mishamricha, because he has bad breath. You can't speak to him because you're going to smell his breath before the fourth hour into the day. Don't eat raw vegetables before the fourth hour into the day. They brought the raw vegetables before 4 hours into the day. They said, what do you mean? Because Rabbi Yitzchak says that you can't eat the raw vegetables before the fourth hour because it'll give you bad breath. What do you mean? But we're sitting here, we're eating, and we're talking to you. So he says, the fact that you're still sitting here shows that you don't protest that much. So he says, "Amar lehu anaki dachter Rabbi Yitzchak." No, I hold the other statement. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Asher lo adam sheyochal yerachai kodem arba shos." So I hold that statement. You're not allowed to eat raw vegetables before the fourth hour. Then we said, "Kol katan makten." Any small vegetable will prevent you from growing. Amar Chesta, "Afilu gadia barzuza." That even refers to, in other words, gadia barzuza refers to this type of oil which is worth a zuz. Velo amar el delis be riva. If you don't have a revius of that oil, in other words, meaning to say that in this case the sheep that you're dealing with hasn't grown up to the size of a revius. Aval ispe riva leislama. But if it's already that shear, it's already grown up a little bit, so then this issue doesn't apply. Then we said, kol nefesh meshiv nefesh. If a person eats an animal, a live animal, it'll satisfy your nefesh. Amar Papa afilu gildene deve gile. So now Rod was our friend. Rod says even these very, very tiny fish that swim in the swamps and they don't really grow that big at all, that will also satisfy you. Kol akarul nefesh meshiv nefesh. What is that? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Unka. So it's Unka. Rashi says that refers to the neck, the area around the base hashchita, and the area which is near the heart of the animal. Amrle Rava Lishama, he told his attendant, Ki maisis li umtza de bisra, when they bring the bones from the meat, tarach vayisi li mehecha de mikrav, mehecha de mikrav live barach. I want you to bring me the cut of the meat that's near the area where they make the bracha, namely the neck, where they make the bracha of al hashchita before they shech the animal. Then we said, kruv lemazon utradim lerefua. So the Gemara says, kruv lemazon in ulerefua lo. Are leeks only good for food, but not for refua purposes? For hatanya, shisha dvar merapet esachol amichol yurefuas refua. There are six things that will heal a person and will be an everlasting refua ve'eluhin. Kruv utradim meisisin devashe keva veheris v'yoseres hakaved. So the Brisa says, if I have leeks and this, these herbs and pennyroyal and honey, keva is the maw, one of the cows one of the stomachs of a cow. Heris is the uterus. The yoseres hakaved is the liver. All those things heal you. No. Elaima kruv aflamazer, meaning leeks are also good for eating as well as refuah. Then he said, woe to the house that has turnips passing through it. When you see turnips in the marketplace, don't say, how am I going to break bread with them? Meaning he was telling his attendant, buy me the turnips, because apparently the turnips were good. He says, don't wait around for me to tell you to buy turnips, just buy them. That's only me bli basar. In other words, if you don't have meat, in other words, if there's no meat, then it's bad. But if you cook the turnips with the meat, then it's good. In other words, if you don't have wine, if you have it with the wine, then it's going to be good. Itmar, Rav Amar Mibli Basar, Shmuel Amar Mibli Eitzim. So Shmuel says, no, it means without the wood. In other words, if you're not going to be cooking the turnips, to use the wood to fuel a fire. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mibli Yain. Amar Le Rav Ale Rav Papa, Sudne, Anan Tavrinan Le, Bebisra Vechamra, Ata Delo Nafesh Luchu Chamra, Bemai Tavrisu Le. Well, in other words, he was saying that Sudne refers to the fact that the Gemara says above Metzia, that Rav Papa used to brew his own beer. He had his own beer brewery. So he says, Rav Papa says, I'm the guy who brews beer, and we all have meat and wine to go around, so we can douse the turnip and the meat and the wine. But that's what I said to my papa. But Rav said, what about me? What am I going to use to douse my turnips? How am I going to eat the turnips? I don't have anything to douse them in. Amrele, he says, Bitsiva, you can use wood. After she used to cook them, she would take these big logs of wood, and she would crush up the turnip, and that was also a good way to get rid of the negative effects of the turnip. Tana Rabbana, Dag Katan Maliach, Pa'amim Shehu Memis, B'Shiva, B'Shiva, Sarah, V'Esra, V'Shiva, Amila, V'Esra, V'Shlosha. So if I have small salted fish, sometimes it can kill on the 7th, in other words, meaning to say 7 days after it's salted, 17 days, 27 days, or maybe 23 days. For the Amran, Ella, B'Matvi, V'Lomate, if it's partially roasted. Avamatvi, Shapir, L'Islam, if it's fully roasted, then it won't be an issue no matter how many days it is. Udlomatvi, Shapir, L'Omane, if it's not fully roasted, it's only a problem, Ella, Delo, Shasa, Basar, Shichra, if you don't drink beer afterwards. Shasa, Basar, Shichra, L'Islam, if you drink beer after eating the fish, then it'll be fine. Then we said in the Mishnah, "Hashosa Mayim Litzmo." We had a machlokes. Do you make a shahakol? We pass it like a tarfon. You make a boring fashos in the bracha rishon. Laafuke mai. Rabbi Baravin. Laafuke leman dechan kete umt. If you're choking on a bone and you're simply drinking the water to get the bone down, or maybe in a more practical case, you're drinking water to get medication down your throat. So then you would not make a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon, we're boring fashos. Rabbi Sechas Shonan. He says that's the bracha rishon. You make a water. Amar le Rava Baravchan laabaye. Amar le Rav Yosef Hilch Samay. Amar le Pochas Emayam Advar. Go see what the people do. So we make a boring fashos the bracha achrona. Now that's Baruch Rishona, that's what we do with mice. Fine. Hajjul Akhazim of Arche. Next. Mishra says, Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, Chayav and Lazam. And if three people eat together, so they're Mechuyah to have a Zimun. Achal Demayu Meister Rishon, Shanat Lachumasu Meister, Shani Vahakte Shaniftu, Vahashama Sha'achu Kazayas, Vahakusi, Mizam and Allah. So let's say you're eating Demay. Demay is something which we spoke about this morning. Demay is something which is a Safek, or in other words, it's a Safek whether Shumas and Meister were taken off. So Maker at the Midor Raisa, you're not Mechuyah to be Mafra Shumas and Meister because the assumption is that it was probably taken off. But as a Safek, the Chacham were Machmir, they should take off Shumas and Meister. Let's say you have Meister Rishon. My Meister Rishon is something which you're Mechuyah to give to the Leviim, but you were already Mafresh Truma from your Meister Rishon. Or you have Meister Sheni or Hekdesh that were already redeemed, right? That's a din. If you want to eat, you want to take your Meister Sheni, you have to go redeem it in Yerushalayim. You make use of Hekdesh, you have to redeem it. Or let's say you have a Shamash, the waiter who ate a Kezai. In other words, he's serving you, but he happened to also sit down and eat at least a Kezai as a food. Or you have a non-Jew, you have a Kusi who's there. So in all those cases, the Mishnah says they can join to your Zimun. However, Achal Tevelu Meister Rishon Shalonif, the Shumasu Meister Sheni Hekdesh Shalonif to Vashamash Achal Pachos Mikazayas. Nachri is in contrast to Akusi. Akusi, we'll see in the Gemara, it's machlokas whether Akusi has the status of a Jew, but a Nachri is for sure not a Jew. So in all these cases, Eim is Amnel. Then they cannot join in a Zimun. Nashim Avad Muktanim Eim is Amnel. They cannot join in the Zimun. They may be moving their own. Nashim may be moving their own Zimun. Maker Adin. Ad Kamim is Amnel. Ad Kezayas. If you don't remember, machlokas. What's the minimum shear for a Zimun? Is it a Kezayas or a Kibetz? Menah Hani Mile. How do we know the three people are going to be mitzari for Zimun? Amar Vasi, the Amar Karapasik says, "In Tehillim, Gadlu LaHashem Iti Unarom, Mashmo Yachdav." So how do you see three people? So Gadlu LaHashem Iti means praise Hashem with me. So that's talking about you are talking to another person, and Gadlu is in the plural. So that implies, in other words, you're telling to two, one person telling two other people, come and praise Hashem. That implies three people. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Leilokin. Again, that's the same implication. You're talking about three people. Amar Rav Chana Bar Abba Minayin Laona Amin Shelo Yagbi Akol. How do you know that if a person answers Amen, he should not be louder than the person making the bracha? In other words, you should be on the level of the person making the bracha, not louder than him. In the times of the Gemara, Gemara's Megillah, right? When the person was being targim, he used to translate or used into Aramaic called Psukim. So how do you know that he can't be louder than the guy who's reading from the Torah? Why does the Torah say that Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered Bekol? What what's happening? They answer with a voice. The Gemara says, "Bekolo shel Moshe." In other words, he was on par with Moshe's voice. Hashem didn't answer louder than Moshe did. Tanya nami hachi, and I'm talking about Hashem lahagbiyah kolo Yosef ben Akorei. Cannot be louder than the person reading. If you can't be as loud as the Korei, so then the Korei should lower his voice. In other words, they have to be on par. Itmar, Shnaim Shach Lukaka. So two people are eating together. So Pligi Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Chadamar Imrat Lazami Mizami. Chadamar Imrat Lazami Mizami. Machlokas. Can two people be there? Can two people have a Zim? That's a Machlokas. Tanan, Shlosha Shach Lukaka, Chadam Lazami, so Shlosha and Shnaim Lo. Right? It sounds like only three people can have a Zim, but not two. Where's it? No. Hasm Chova. Hakar Rishus. No, different. That, our Mishnah says that we have three people eating together, then there's a chiyuv to bench. The chiyuv to have a zimun. If there's two people, then it's a rishus. Tashma, shlosha shach lukachas chayav lezamin. Vein rashan lechalik. Shlosha in shnayim lo. So the Mishnah says, when three people are eating together, they have to be mezamin, and they're not allowed to split up. If you only have three people, three to five people, so you can't make a separate zimun, right? So therefore, you'd have to have one zimun. So the Gemara says, but the implication is that that's only three people, but two people are not chayav in a zimun at all. The Mishnah says, no. Shani hasid, the kavuluhu bechove ikar, because they sat down at the outset to eat a meal together. When they sat down together to eat a meal, they were koveh that it was going to be a chova. And therefore, and therefore, it's no longer considered to be a rishus. Tashma shamish shayim shamish ala shnayim hariza ochalim. Let's say a guy is serving; he's a waiter for two people, so he should eat with them. Afal pishul nusul rishus. He's allowed to eat with those people, even if they didn't give him rishus to eat. He's allowed to sit down and eat with them in order to make a zimun. But hayim shamish ala shlosha hariza in ochalim ala imkay nusul rishus. If he's serving three people, he cannot sit down to eat unless they give him permission, because there they have his zimun by themselves already. So the Gemara says, so shiny hasam. In other words, they'd rather have a chova type of. In other words, this is not the Gemara says, this is not a riot that you can't have a zimun with two people. It just means that they wanted a higher level zimun, a zimun of a chova, as opposed to a zimun of a rishus. It could still be that two people can be mezamin as a rishus. Tashma, nashim mezamnos la'atzman v'adim mezamnos li'atzman. Nashim v'adim uktanim imrat lezamin imezam. So we said that women can make their own zimun and avadim can make their own zimun, but nashim avadim k'tanim together are not allowed to be mezamin. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hamei nashim k'tre gavri damim v'katanim nashim mezamnos li'atzman v'adim mezamnos li'atzman. We said that women, even 100 women, have the status of two men legabe zimun, meaning to say that they're not considered to be like three people in terms of making a zimun. And yet the Braisa says that women can make their own zimun and avadim can make their own zimun. So don't you see, therefore, that you can have a zimun with two people? The Braisa says that women, 100 women, are like two men, and they say that they're allowed to make a zimun if they want. No, shayni hasam dika deos. No, the difference is that by the women, there are many, many women. There are 100 women in this case. So therefore, even though it's not a chuva, but again, it could still possibly be a rishus. So the Gemara says, if that's true, what do you mean? Why can't nashim v'avadim be mezamin together if they want to? Don't we say that there are many different people who are involved in that story? The Gemara says, no. No, the reason that's a technicality why they're not allowed to bench. That's simply because of pritzus considerations. We don't want women and avadim mixing together and having a zimun. So the Gemara says, "Tistayim derav to Amar imratz lezamin imazamin." We can conclude that Rav is the one who said that nashim v'avadim are not allowed to bench even b'diavad. The Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. So three people are eating together, and one of them goes out into the marketplace. So then the din is you have to call him back in, and you have to make a zimun with him. Taima de korinlo. That's only because you called him back in. Hello, korinlo lo. But if you didn't call him back in, then there's no zimun there, implying you cannot have a zimun with only two people. So we're saying no. Shiny awesome. Once again, they decided to make a zimun of a chova. So to have a zimun of chova, you need to have three people. But that doesn't mean to say you can't have a zimun with two people. That could also be a zimun of rishus. So all. We can conclude that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that they cannot be mezamin even if they want to. If two people are eating together, one can be yotze with his friend's bracha. Let's say right for zimun. What's the chiddush? It's just a beferish brace. It says shamavlo on a yotza. In other words, the din is that if the guy listens to the bracha, the zimun of the other guy, and he doesn't answer, it's perfectly yotze. It's totally fine. So he said. So the chiddush. So Rabbi Zera says, "What's the chiddush? That you see that there's no birkas hazimun. You see that there's not mechuyim because there are only two of them." So the Gemara says, "This time, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan." But two people bench together that they are going to be, that one guy can be more to the other. Amr le Rava baravuna le Ravuna v'harabana da'asu mimarava amre emrat to the zamin zamin. But the Rabbana from Eretz Yisrael said that you are allowed to be mezamin if you want to with two people. My love, the Shmuel umir Rabbi Yochanan, and because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so l'chor they heard from Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to bench even with two people. Marzalo, the Shmuel umir Rav mikami yonachas love. They heard that from Rav before Rav went back to Bava. Gufa Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas V'yotzach Amehem Lashuk Korlo Mezamer Olav. If three people are eating together and one guy goes out to the marketplace, you have to call him back in and you have to make a zimun with him. Amar Abayi V'hu Dekaru Levanim. That's provided that they call to him. In other words, let's say they in a loud voice they start doing a zimun and he responds. But 10 people, in other words, for 3 people, if one guy walks out, you could just start yelling, you know, around the side of it, or you can have the other guy answer from the street, if he can hear you. But for 10 people, the guy actually has to be in the room in order for you to say Elokeinu when you're benching. The opposite. Tisha during Kasar, Shtayim during Kishlosha. Right? When you have 9 people in the room, okay, so 9 people is a lot of people in the room. So 9 and 10 is hard to distinguish between. You have 2 guys in the room. Everyone knows you have 2 guys in the room. So there you would say, Fakir. You would say that you dafka need to have all 3 people in the room to have a regular zibud. To get away with saying Elokeinu, so maybe I could have 9 people and then just call the 10th guy from far away and have him answer. Maybe that would be good enough. So the Gemara says, Hilchsa Kemar Zutra. We paskin not like this. We paskin like the first sheet in the Gemara. My time, Kevin the Bailar, Kuishim Shabayim, Batshim Yasar, Lavorach, and the Maisa. We paskin that for 10 people, they all need to be there because it's not appropriate to mention Shem Hashem with less than 10 people in the room. Amrabai, Nikitina, we have a tradition. Shnayim Shachlu Ka'achas, Mitzvah Lecholik. If 2 people are eating together, so they have a mitzvah to divide up, and in other words, each person makes their own bracha, has their own meal if there are only 2 of them. Tani Nami Hach, Yishnayim Shachlu Ka'achas, Mitzvah Lecholik. Bamed Varam Bur, that's like Yishnayim Sofrim. Avalecha Tofrim Echad Bur, Sofrim Varechu Bur Yot. That's assuming that both of them are Tamir Chachamim who know how to bench and know how to make brachos on their own. If one of the people there is an Am Haaretz who doesn't know how to make brachos, so then obviously the Tamir Chachamim will be Motzi the Am Haaretz, and that's okay, make a correct Amar Rav, Hanosa Amrisa Ana, the Itamra Mishmein de Rabbi Zera Kvasi. I said over the following, and I found out that Rabbi Zera says like me, Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas, Echad Mavsik Lishnayim Yishnayim Mavsik in Lechol. Let's say 3 people in together. So if there are 2 of the 3 people are ready to bench and the 3rd guy's not, the 2 people can force the 3rd guy to bench even if he's not ready. But the other way, if it's only 1 guy's ready, so if the 2 guys want to bench, then that's fine. But he cannot force the other 2 people to bench if they don't want to. The Gemara asks, Velo, really? Vahara Papa, Avsik Leila Abba Mar Bere. He says, Rapapa stopped his son and forced him to bench. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. He stopped him and there's one other person. So the Gemara says, no. He went beyond the letter of the law. But Maker Adin, if there's only 1 person ready to bench, he cannot force the other people to bench. They're eating bread together. There was no 1 person in that group who was a significantly bigger Talmud Chacham than anybody else that they should have honored with the Zim, with the benching. So they were all in space at the same level. So they raised the following question. So when do we say that you're mechuyah to make a zimun when there's a clear adam gadol amongst the 3 people? If they're all on the same level, so the cholik brachos adif. It's better to bench on your own. Better to forget the zimun if everyone's on the same madriga. Baruch inish brachos adif. Baruch inish leash. Everyone should bench on their own. Also, kami demarim mar amar lehu yedei bracha yitzasim yedei zimun leishas. He says you're right. You would be yotzei benching, but you're not yotzei zimun. So even if I don't have an adam gadol there, you still have to have a zimun there. So you can't just break up the zimun. So the Gemara says vechi tamru nihadar v'nizami. Just tell me, okay, so fine, let's bench on our own, and then we'll go have a zimun afterwards. The Gemara says no, you can't do that. He's zimun lemafrei. You can't do that. You can't have a zimun after you bench. Zimun has to precede benching. What happens versus Baal Mitzan Kishain Mavarchemahu? So what happens if you find them in the middle of benching? So what do you do? In other words, one guy comes in from the marketplace and now they're 3, but the 2 guys are benching now. So what is he supposed to do? So the Gemara says, Omer Acharayim. So he should repeat after them. In other words, he should say along with them. Zinamar Baruch Umvorach. In other words, he should say the words Baruch Umvorach because he can't say Shachal Mishalok because he didn't eat. The 3rd guy just walked in now, wasn't eating anything. So he has to say Baruch Umvorach as part of the Zimun. The Papa Amar Ona Amin Velo Pliki Hada Ashkachinu Deka Amri Nevarich Hada Ashkachinu Deka Amri Baruch Ashkachinu Deka Amri Nevarich. If the people send Nivarich, so then Omer Baruch Umivorach. Ashkenaz Gamri Baruch, then Ona Amen. If they say Baruch in the Zimun, then they should answer Amen to that. Tani Chada Ona Amen Acher Berchos of Harizim Ashuba, but Tani Yidach Harizim Aguna. We have Stira. Webber says to answer Amen after a Baruch is a good thing, Webber says that it's a bad thing. Lo Kashi, Habib Onei Yerushalayim, Habish Ar Brachas. Right? When you answer Amen, at the end of the Bracha of Bonei Varach, I love you, Yerushalayim, Amen, the word Amen is actually part of the Bracha. So there it's a good thing to answer Amen. By a regular Bracha, it's not a good thing to answer Amen at the end of the Bracha. So the Gemara says, Bai Onele, Bekala, Bai Yuste, say the word Amen in a loud voice. He would say Amen for the end of that bracha Boni Rishon in a loud voice to make sure that the workers knew that they have to go back to work now. Why? Because the bracha of Atov Hamitiv, as we'll see coming up in the Gemara later, is not a bracha Doraisa. That was instituted later on by the Chachamim and the Yavne, and therefore the Paulim, as we spoke about earlier in the Masechta Paulim, they only have to bench the Ikar Adin. They don't have to bench the parts that are not Midoraisa because they have to get back to work. Rav Ashi Anilei Bilechish. Rav Ashi did the opposite. He used to say the Amen quietly. He didn't want to be Mazalzal the bracha. Because people think, oh, it's only a bracha derabbanan, so you could say it quietly. The verse says, Razira Chalash, he got ill. All the Gabe Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi would come visit him. Kavil Alei, and he was complaining. Eat matfach ktina charech shake. So this is an expression they used to call Rabzira based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, he used to call him basically, the expression basically means he was a short person whose legs were on fire. His legs were caught in the oven. He writes a whole story about Reb Zeira, how when he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, so he wanted to forget all of his learning from Chutz La'aretz and just have a fresh start in Eretz Yisrael, so he would fast it for 100 days, something like that, and then he put his legs in the oven, or some crazy story like that. So the Gemara says, what happened? Avdina yom atavol rabbanan. So itfach, so in other words, after he was healed, so he made a party. So avatsudas lechul rabbanan, he made a party for all the rabbis. Kimata lemishrei, when they came to break bread, Amar lei l'Reb Zeira l'shir l'mar. He said, why don't you break bread for us? Amar lei lo savar l'mar l'hadu Rabbi Yochanan d'amar balabais botseya. So he says, don't you hold that the balabais is the one who has to break the bread? So he says, So he broke the bread. He went to Levaruch, Amar lei nivrach l'mar. He said, why don't you lead us to the benching? Amar lei lo savar l'mar l'hadu Ravuna d'min bavel d'amar botseya mevarik. Don't you hold that the guy who broke the bread has to lead the benching? So if you command, so who do Reb Zeira hold? Like, Kiyodam Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Mishra Ben Yochai, Balabayas Botseya Ve'oreach Mevarich. Balabayas Botseya, why does Balabayas break the bread? Kadesha Yitzah Ba'ayin Yafik, because he should give a large piece of bread, because it's his own bread, so he's not going to be stingy about it. Ve'oreach Mevarich, but the guest should lead the benching, Kadesha Yivarich Balabayas, so he should give a bracha to the Balabayas. What bracha should he say? These are printed in most benchers. Hira Sosh Levosh Balabayas Bolam Azev Ali Kalim Lulam Abad. So that's the basic Nusach Abracha, that he shouldn't be embarrassed in this world or the next. Rabbi Moshe Batvarim, he would add on, which is also it's printed in the benchers. Some people have a bracha basically to the Baal HaBayis that only good things should happen. This is a very, very loaded question, what this question actually means. But the simple understanding is basically, for how long do you need to have three people and you cannot suffice with only two? So Rav Nachman Amar Anif Harich, Rav Shish Amar Ahazan. So we have a Chol Yashkenazim, generally speaking, our Machmir. Let's say you have three people eating, and two people are ready to bench, and one guy is still eating. So we always have the Chumrah that one guy will wait till the end of the first bracha benching before he starts eating again. That's a Chumrah based on the Shita of Rav Shish. So Ashkenazim or Machmir. The Sfaradim only hold like they hold like Rav Nachman. So therefore, after the actual Zimun, even before the end of the first bracha, you can go back to eating. Neima Kitanai, Kitani Chai, one Brisa says Birkas Hamazon Shnayim Shlosha, Tani Dar Shlosha Varba. So one Brisa says the Birkas Hamazon is two and three brachos, and one Brisa says that it's three and four. Right. So the Gemara says Savru the Chuli Alma Hatov Amitav Lav Dor Raisehi. So everyone agrees. We know we mentioned before that Hatov Amitav is not a bracha Dor Raisa. So my Lav Bahakom Miflegay. So l'chora, the machlokas is going to be whether we count Zimun as one of the brachos of benching or not. That's what the machlokas these two brises are. The Gemara says, "Lo, Rav Nachman b'taras t'tamei, Rav Sheshes b'taras t'tamei, Rav Nachman b'taras t'tamei, the chuli alma ad nevarich." Everyone holds right that really you're only in other words Zimun only extends to the end of nevarich and not to the end of the first bracha. So that makes we say three and four. That makes sense because then nevarich is considered to be one of the brachos of benching. Hacha beverkas Paul and Maskin, like we mentioned before, the case of the workers. Damar Mar Poseach Bahazan Vechola Boni Yerushalayim beverkas Arat. Right, they have an abridged version of benching. The guys who are working have to get back to work, so they open up with a regular first bracha benching. But the bracha Boni Yerushalayim they kind of lump together in the second bracha of Birkas Arat and bracha of No Delecha. They include Boni Yerushalayim in that bracha, so they have one less bracha. Rav Sheshes Metaris Tatami the Chuli Alma Arazan. He says, no, everyone agrees that Zimun extends to the end of the first bracha. That's just going to say that the bracha d'oraisa is really a bracha d'oraisa. I'm Rav Yosef Teida, prove it to you that Tov Amitav Lav d'oraisa. How do I know that Tov Amitav is not d'oraisa? Shari Paul Lim Okr Moshe, because they got rid of it from the Paul. If it was really a din d'oraisa, there's no way that just being a worker is enough of a reason to get rid of a din d'oraisa. It has to be only a din d'rabbanan. That's what the Rabbanan can do with it in the case of the Paul. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Merta Mishmei, the Rav Teida, that Tov Amitav Lav d'oraisa. Shari Poseach Bavarach, Lein Chosein Bavarach. Because Atum Amitav begins with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but there's no chasima, there's no ending that says Baruch Atah Hashem, like by the other brachos of benching. Kedesani, Yakol Abrachos Kol Posek Mevarach, Mechosei Mevarach, Chos Di Berkas HaPeres, U Berkas HaMitzah, So Bracha HaSmuch LaChavrta, U Bracha HaKrosh HaMekriya Shema. So the only exceptions to the rule of normal brachos always start out with the Baruch, except for Birkas HaPeros, right, but Bori Priyates, for example, right, or Birkas HaMitzvos, or a bracha Asmuch LaChavrta, when one bracha is next to another. So every bracha of Shmona Esrei after the first bracha does not begin with a baruch, and they all end with a baruch. That's called a bracha Asmuch LaChavrta. They're all next to each other. And the last bracha of Birkas Kriya Shema, right, also does not begin with a baruch. It starts either Emes V'yatziv, right, or Emes V'yatziv in the morning, or it starts Hashkivenu, or Baruch Hashem Leolam, whatever, at night, right? So in those cases, there's no conclusion, but Hatov HaMitiv doesn't fit fit this list. It's not one of the exceptions, right? So Yesh Meir Sheposeach Mevarach Veichos. There's some brachos that start the barach and don't end with the barach. The Yesh Meir Shechosem Mevarach Veichoseach Mevarach. Some end with the barach but don't start with the barach. Va'atov Amitiv Poseach Mevarach Veichoseach Mevarach. Va'atov Amitiv begins with barach Atah Hashem but does not conclude like that. Michlal the bracha b'fnei atzmi. So the implication is Atov Amitiv is an independent bracha. Va'amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Teida Da'atov Amitiv Lav Doraisa. I'll prove it to you that's not Doraisa. Shari Okrinos Beveisa Ovel because we get rid of it in a Beveisa Ovel. We don't say Atov Amitiv. We write in Asanya. What's the nusach of bracha of Birkas Avel? We say in a Beveisa Ovel. Baruch Atov Amitiv. That's according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva, we say Baruch Dayana Emes. Atov Amitiv in Dayana Emes. Lo, what you're only going to call Kadosh Baruch Hu the God who does good, but not the true judge? No. Elaima. Gemara says Af Atov Amitiv. So in other words, you even say Atov Amitiv in that case. So Gemara says Marzutra Ikla Veravashi It's Rabbi Milsa. That means that somebody died. Meaning to say that Rav Ashi was sitting Shiva. So the Gemara says, Pasach Ubarich Atov Hamitiv, Kel MS, sorry, he says, Atov Hamitiv, Kel MS, Dayan MS, Shofar, Betzedek, Lokech, Mishpat, Veshalipa, Olamola, Asos, Bokir. So I know this is all like a Nusach of Nicham Avelim, Kichol Derachav, Mishpat, Shahakol, Shalov, Anachnu, Amov, Avadov, Chol Anachnu, Chayavim, Lehodos, Lehu, Levarcho, Go there, Pirtos, be Israel, Hu Yigdoras, Apirtos, Hazos, be Israel, Lechaim. So in other words, he went on this whole Nusach of Bracha, basically praising Hashem as being the true judge, and how Hashem should rectify everything and bring people back to life, Tchias Amesim. So Lehechad, Hu Choser, where do you go back to in the Bracha? In other words, if you're Stari for a Zimun, so we said, in other words, we said before that you have to stop either Machlokas was at the end of Nevarich or by the end of Berkas Hazan. So Rav Zimish made that by Amar Chozer LaRosh, Rabbanan Amri Lamakom Shapasak, Vilchas Lamakom Shapasak. The Machlokas was if you stop in the middle of benching, right, let's say two people are finishing their meal, so either you go back to the very beginning, in other words, you go back to Hazan because then you're Chayav in Zimun, or you go back to the place where you stop, let's say by Berkas Haaretz, like a regular Yachid who is benching. Amar LaRish Galusa LaRav Sheshes, Afagav, Darabat Kshishe, Atun, Parsai, Betzarchi, Suda became Inach, even though the Rabban and were much older, but the Persians knew how to have proper, you know, etiquette at meals. Bizman Shein Shtei Mitos So when there were only two, let's say, couches or benches or chairs to sit on, so the greatest person there was sit at the head, and the second person was sit next to him. He was sitting in the middle, and then the second greatest person would sit above him, and the third greatest would sit below him. Why are we relating to the fact that the Persians did these things? In other words, why are we mentioning these things? So he says, in other words, if the oldest person, the greatest person there, wants to speak with the second person, so he'll be able to stand up straight as opposed to bending over. So Amarle Shiny Parsai Demachvile Bimachug. Right. In other words, the Persians were different because they used to demonstrate things. They used to hint at things with their hands. They used to make some sort of remuzim with their hands and with their fingers. So therefore, they didn't actually speak at the meals. That's what the Persians could do. That the Persians could sit in that fashion. But when we want to sit, so we have to sit in a way where we're able to talk to the person next to us, as opposed to have to go down into some sort of awkward position. Mayim Rishonim Mehechad Maschilin. So in other words, Rav Sheish says to the Rish Galusa, where do the Persians wash the Mayim Rishonim from? Amar Lei Min HaGadol. We start from the greatest person. Yashav Gadol v'Yishmor Yadav Hashem L'Kula. So the Gadol, the greatest person, washes hands and he waits there until everyone else washes. Amar Lei La'alter Ma'isutaka Kamei. He says, and then immediately they bring out the food and the table and all the food in front of the Gadol. Mayim Achroim Mechmas. What about where do they wash Mayim Achroim from? Amar Lei Min HaKadol. They start from the lowest person there. V'Gadol Yosef Yadav V'Zuhamos Hashem L'Kula. So he said, so then the oldest guy, the greatest guy, is going to just wait there with his hands dirty. Amar Lei Lo Masalke Takami Kamei Adinante Ma'alei Gadol. So they didn't remove the table in front of him until after he had washed his hands with my machronim. Amar Rav Sheish, Ana Masniso Yadana. But I know the Brisa, the Sanya, Ketzad Seder Haseba Bizman Sheish Shtei Mitos Gadol Meisim Barosh Hashini Lo Lamata Himenu. So if there are only two couches, so the greatest guy sits at the head and the second guy sits next to him. So we said that the second guy sits above him and the third guy below him. So it depends. If there are five people, then yeah, you start from the greatest person. If there are 100 people eating at your meal, right? Until you get down to only five people who haven't washed their hands yet, then go back to the greatest person. Then we said, Baracha Choseres, the place where you stop to wash Mayim Achronim, that's where you go back to. Misayeli L'Rav, Damra Chibarash Yamarav, Kol Anoti Yadav Achrona, Tchila, Hu Mezuman L'Bracha, whoever is the first person to wash Mayim Achronim is going to be the one to lead the Zimun and to lead the benching. Rav Rabbi Chia, Havu Yasi B'Sudasa Kameh De Rebbe, Amar Le Rebbe L'Rav, Kum Mashe Yarcha, go and wash your hands. Chazi De Kamerates, he saw he was too nervous to get up, he thought that his hands were dirty. Amar Le Bar Pachti, noble person, I am Bevirkas Mezuna Kamer, like I just meant, you're going to lead the benching, where we quizzed earlier today. You're not allowed to honor a person to let him go before you when it comes to walking on the road. In other words, don't let a person greater than you walk ahead of you on the road or on a bridge, or don't let him wash before you for my machron if your hands are dirty. A Ravin's donkey passed Abaye's donkey on the road, and he didn't say, "Oh, let me pass you." So the fact that this rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael, so he must have a certain sense of gaiva, a little haughtiness. He said to Abaye, "Why don't you go in first?" I wasn't the master until now. Meaning, how come before you don't let me pass you on the road? I'm only supposed to honor a person to walk into a room that has a mezuzah on it, but if there's no mezuzah, I'm not supposed to let him go in first. But what's the problem with that? Elmeata, base akinesa, base amedrus, lays boom, mezuzah, hachanami, de machabdin. Well, you're telling me that a base medrus, base amedrus, doesn't have a mezuzah on it, so then I'm not allowed to let the guy go in first. I have to go in before him. No. Elaim, professor, haroim, mezuzah. Meaning, you only let a person pass you by and honor him if he's entering a room that's fitting to have a mezuzah on it. But if you're on the road and there's no door there, then there's no din of kibbutz to honor the person to let him go ahead of you. The people who are sitting there and eating together are not allowed to, they're not allowed to eat anything until the person who broke the bread, the guy who made hamotzi, eats the bread. In other words, he says it doesn't mean to eat the bread, but rather just to taste the bread. The only difference is just a linguistic one, that when you hear a teaching from your Rebbe, you have to report in the name of your Rebbe. So yeah, he was very careful to say the word litom as opposed to achila. If you have two people who are eating together, so then they have to wait for each other in terms of eating out of the dish. In other words, if two people eat together, so they should wait for each other to come to the table. If there are three people eating, then they don't have to wait for each other. The guy who breaks the bread should eat the bread first. If he wants to give kavod to his rebbe or a person greater than him, let's say he's at his table, he has the right to do so. He was marrying off his son. He taught his son the following. You're not allowed to break the bread. You can't break the challah until after all the people have answered Amin. Rav Chista Amar Mipi Rov Ha'onim. He says that when the majority of people have answered Amin. Who cares if it's majority or minority? Either way, they haven't finished the bracha yet. So why does it help that the majority of people finish the bracha? It's different because the Gemara says that if a person answers Amin for too long, so then you're making a mistake. The word Amin has to be quick. You can't just drone on saying the word Amin. You have to finish the word Amin quickly. So therefore, the second after Amin, you break the bread. So that means you're not. The word Amin is not allowed to be chatufa. Means that it's you swallow the aleph. You don't emphasize because the aleph under the aleph of the word Amin is a chataf patach. Chataf patach is a cross between a shva and a patach. So it's somewhere between. In other words, it's not quite a patach, but there's a little bit of a guttural before you say the word. So it would be like Amen. It's a little bit hard to hear, but it's a little bit of a guttural, so you can't swallow that part of the letter. You have to emphasize that clearly. It also can't be an Amin Ketufa. Rashi says Amin Ketufa means that you just don't emphasize the letters properly. Let's say the Nun. You just say like Amen. You don't clearly emphasize the Nun. That's Amin Ketufa. And Amin Yisoma means that you say Amin too early before the end of the bracha. Those are all problematic. You can't just throw a bracha out of your mouth quickly without kavana. You can't just throw words out of your mouth. But as they over kolona Amin Yisoma, you butt of Yisoma. The person answers Amin Yisoma. You answer Amin too early, your children will be Yisomim. The Gemara says, if a person answers Amin Chatufa, or he answers Amin without the proper emphasis, so he's going to lose days of his life. Ketufa, if you answer the Amin without the proper emphasis, your days are going to be cut short. If you elongate the word Amin properly, you're going to have Arichos Yamin. Rav Shmuel have a Yasi B'Sudas, they're having a meal. Also Rav Simi Barchia have a Kamisari V'Achil. So he, in other words, he quickly ran in order to be Mitzari for the team, and he started to eat something. Amar Le'Rav Ma'adatich, Le'etztarufei B'Hadan, Anan Achilnolan. He says, what are you thinking? You're going to come here to try and be mitzaref with our zimun, but he says we already finished our meal, so it doesn't matter that you're eating now. You can't be mitzaref with our zimun; it's too late. Amar Le Shmuel, what do you mean? Ilu Maisili Ardaliyah Vegozlaya La'aba Milo Achlinan. So if you were to bring these fancy types of some desserts, truffles and mushrooms to Abba, Abba is a reference to Rav. Bring these truffles to Rav. Of course, Rav would eat it. So we're not done with our meal. So we can't be mitzaref for the zimun. Tamid the Rav Havayasi B'Sudasa. All Rav Acha Amrei. Rav Acha came and he said, said, "Asa gav rabba de mevarichlan." This great person has come in to, who's going to lead the benching. Amar lo misav risu de gadol mevarich ikar shabesuda mevarich. He says it's not the greatest person who leads the benching. It's the person. It's the balabayis. It's the guy who's the ikar shabesuda, right? The people who were there at the beginning of the meal. The guy who showed up 5 minutes before the meal was over. So gadol mevarich av gadol shabesuda. The Gemara says no. Lemaisa is not true. Lemaisa, if a person is greater walks into the meal at the end, he also can lead the benching. Then we said in the Mishnah achal demai. If you eat demai, so you're a lot that can be mitzayir for zimun. Demai is something which is a suffix with trumas ma'aser taken off of it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean halochazilu? But you're not allowed to eat demai. So how on earth can you be mitzayir for a zimun for demai? Where it says no. Kiva dibay mafkir lulu nechsev ha'ani v'chazilei. Because the din is if a person were to make hefker all of his possessions, so the din is that an ani is allowed to eat demai. This not machilas aniyim demai v'sachsani that you could feed a poor person or an army that's coming through the town. They're allowed to eat demai. So since there's a possibility of you eating demai in a certain scenario, therefore you can't be mitzayir for a zimun if you eat demai. Argues, but the we paskin that because you can be mafkir your possessions, it'll be right for you. Therefore, you're allowed to make a zimun. There's the ma'aser rishon shenit l'trumasub shita. So, why would you think that if I already took off the truma from the ma'aser rishon, of course I could be mitzayir for a zimun? Lo tzricha ela shehekdimu b'shibalim v'hefresh menu trumas ma'aser v'hefresh menu truma gedola. There's a din that the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to mix up the way in which you're mafresh trumas ma'aser. So the halacha says that, in other words, you have to take off the proper trumas ma'aser in the right order. So one might have argued that, let's say, for example, I went to the stalks and I was mafresh trumas ma'aser before truma gedola. You have to take, truma gedola is a regular truma. Trumas ma'aser is what you give to the levium. So you have to be mafresh truma gedola before trumas ma'aser, right? Ukid Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo Marei Shlakish Ma'aser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalim Patri Truma Gedola. According to Rabbi Avo, if I took off trumas ma'aser before truma gedola, I'm patri from taking off the regular truma. Shnei Amar says the end of Parshas Korach. V'harim Moshe Yeru Trumas Hashem Maaser Ben Hamaaser Maaser Ben Hamaaser Amar Tilochav Lo Truma Gedola Trumas Maaser Ben Hamaaser. In other words, you're only mechuyev once you take off Maaser from the kri, from the pile. You're no longer mechuyev to take off Truma Gedola. So one could have argued that in this case, if I did it out of order, so maybe I'm really going to be maybe I can't be mitzayir for a zimun. So I'm really going to pop a labai. Okay, that's true. I feel like dima b'kri nami. So even if I went ahead and I took it off in a pile where I was mafresh trumas and maasers, I should also be and not be able to be mitzayir for a zimun. Amar Lei Alecha Amar Kra. It says about you. It says Mikol. The pasuk says that you're mafresh trumas and maasers from the entire pile. So in other words, you're mechuyev to be mafresh even in that case. So I'm going to ask Sumara Isa. In other words, why did you see fit to be mafresh only from this pile, not from that pile? The difference is that this pile was already smoothed out. The halacha is, we spoke about this a little bit earlier, that once a pile is smoothed out, once you have what's called riyas penei abayis, so when the tevel sees the face of the house and it's already ready to go, then it's mechuyev trumas and maasers. But as long as it's not ready to go yet, so it's not mechuyev trumas and maasers. So we said maasers sheni v'hektish sheniftu. So then that also you can be tired for a zim. So we said shita, you were to them, why can't you use it for a zimun? A person paid the principal for misusing, let's say, or for redeeming my shani in the hektish, but he didn't pay the additional fifth that he has to pay. Not paying the fifth is not going to be ma'akev your ability to eat that and be mitzarif for a zimun. The waiter eats a kazayis, so he's also mitzarif. One could have argued that a waiter is not koveh, he's not really part of the meal. No, if he eats a kazayis, then he is part of the meal. The hakusi mizamin alav. So the Gemara asks, Amai, why is a kusi allowed to be mizamin joining a zimun? You're not allowed to make a zimun with an ama aretz there. So Abaye Amar Bekusi Chaver. No, the Ketak of the Kusi knows halacha. Rav Arnav, if you look at Bekusi ama aretz, halacha be ama aretz de rabbanan de pliga le drameres. We're talking about the definition of an ama aretz from the rabbanan. The Sanya Ezehu ama aretz kol sheinu ochel chulav betahara de drameres. According to Meir, an ama aretz means a person who's not makbet to eat his chul, his regular food, in a state of tahara. The Chacham Omer kol sheinu maaser peiros of karay. If a person doesn't take off maasers properly, then he's called an ama aretz. V'hani kusay asuri maasrei kedechazi. So these kusim do take off maasers properly, and therefore they wouldn't be called an ama aretz. The Gemara says, because they're makbid on dina deoraisa. Whichever mitzvahs the kusim latched onto, they're much more makbid on than we are. But they didn't latch onto every single mitzvah. Tan rabbanan izu amaretz kol sheinu kori kriyishma arvus shachris divir rebel yezer. If you don't say kriyishma twice a day, you're called an amaretz. If you don't wear kol sheinu meniach tefillin, if you don't wear tefillin, but as you don't wear kol sheinu tzitzis bevigdo, that's why you don't wear kol sheinu mezuzal pischo. Rav Nasan bar Yosef omer kol sheyesh lo banim ve'en megal l'talmud Torah. Right, if you don't raise your kids for Torah, achirim omer mafilu kara v'shana v'loshimish tamid chacham. If you don't, if you're not mishamish talmud chacham, you don't see how talmud chacham acts. You don't serve talmud chacham. Then you're going to be an amar. Then you call it an amar. I'm Rav Huna halacha kachin. That's how he passed him. Rami Bar Chama lo izmen alei the Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. He didn't let Rav Menashe lead the zimun. The tani sifra v'sifra v'hilchza because he only learned these sifra the sifri and he learned knew all halacha, but he wasn't mishamish talmud chachamim. He nachnavshe the Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rav lo nachnavshe the Rami Bar Chama el de lo azmen a Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. The only reason why he died was because he didn't let Rav Menashe lead the bench. teaching. But we said if you're not mishamish tamid chachamim, you're calling Am Haaretz. So why should you let him lead the benching? No, Shai Rabbi Nasher bar Tachliva demashmal lehu l'rabana, because he would hear things from the rabana, and therefore that was also a form of him being of being mishamish tamid chachamim. From Rabbi Barachama who delo daka basre, he just didn't realize that Rabbi Nasher used to do that. Lishna Harina the Shama Shmeitzam mipumai the rabana v'garis lukitz from the rabana. That when you hear things from the rabana, when you hear Torah from the rabana, that also makes you the status of like a person who's hearing Torah from them also, and therefore it's like a mishamish tamid chachamim. Okay.